Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "How long will you go on saying such things? The words of your mouth are a blustering wind. Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to their rebellion. But if you would earnestly seek God and ask the Almighty for mercy, if you are pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself on your behalf and restore your righteous estate. Though your beginnings were modest, your latter days will flourish. Please inquire of past generations and consider the discoveries of their fathers. For we were born yesterday and know nothing. Our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you and speak from their understanding? Does papyrus grow where there is no marsh? Do reeds flourish without water? While the shoots are still uncut, they dry up quicker than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So the hope of the godless will perish. His confidence is fragile, his security is in a spider's web. He leans on his web, but it gives way. He holds fast, but it does not endure. He is a well-watered plant in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. His roots wrap around the rock heap. He looks for a home among the stones. If he is uprooted from his place, it will disown him, saying, I never saw you. Surely this is the joy of his way. Yet others will spring from the dust. Behold, God does not reject the blameless, nor will he strengthen the hand of evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with a shout of joy. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more."